perfect music for such a time as this. My name is Jesse. Remember, that's Crusader music from the Middle Ages. And that's the music that was played as Catholic men would defend Holy Mother Church against Islamic invaders. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
Yes, I'm on duty. I'm excited. Last night, I read Archbishop Vigano's letter, his little report that he just gave. The West is on the verge of ruin due to apostasy and cancel culture. What? He's spot on. You know, Jess, I said it off the air. I'm going to say it on the air. Can you imagine if this guy, Archbishop Vigano, was the Pope?
Oh,
he has such clarity on what's going on in the world, the evils that are taking place all over the world. He knows well. He knows communism. He knows what Freemasonry is about. He believes in the, the perennial teachings of the church. I just got to say, if I was voting, which I'm not, he would be my man. But I want to also give some good news, Jess. I love good news. Senator Rand Paul submits criminal referral to the DOJ for Dr. Fauci's alleged lying to Congress. That's good news because Fauci has been held up as a career guy and helping people. Well, they're going to find out if this goes through that he's been lying to the Senate and much, much more to America. So I'm glad that his justice looks like it's coming
his way.
Yeah,
if he gets found out, Terry, this guy actually
he opens up a can of worms.
Yeah, he cooperated.
That's right.
With the greatest evil in our lifetime.
That's right.
Yeah, let me turn off my
phone. Turn that phone. I'm going to give one more good news. Gold-winning Filipino Olympian shares her miraculous medal to the world to see. See, this is what we need more Catholics willing to say. I'm Catholic. Here's my miraculous medal. It's Our Lady. I believe in everything the Catholic Church teaches. We need more verbal affirmation of our faith rather than hiding under a rock and saying, "Oh yeah, I'm afraid." No, she wasn't afraid to be Catholic. We need more of that. But
and the other Olympian, I think it was last year, Simone. She's a black female gymnastic.
Yeah, sure.
She did the same thing. She showed her Catholic faith, held up a rosary.
That's right.
This one's a Filipino, showed up a miraculous medal. This is what it means to live your Catholic faith in the marketplace of ideas.
And just because this article is so important on Vigano, also, all those people yesterday that texted me regarding yesterday's show about fear and how we overcome it with trust, that show is podcast. You can listen to it anytime and pass it on to your friends. Just today, LifeSite News came out with this opinion article by Archbishop Vigano. The West is on the verge of ruin. You're not kidding. Due to two things, apostasy and the cancel culture. He says, never as in this era have we seen that the destiny, says the whole world. He's right. And in particular of Europe and the Western nations like America is irremutable, remarked by the elements which are the prelude to its fall and ruin. It has all the characteristics that Rome had 2,000 years ago. Jess, this article is a masterpiece.
It sure is, Terry. And Archbishop Vigano, he is a prophet.
Yep.
Why do I say that? Let me back up
John
what
the
I'm
Baptist,
saying.
Man. Yeah.
Let me back up what I'm saying.
Yeah, say it.
The word prophet, the Greek word prophetēo, this is what it means in the Greek New Testament. It means somebody who speaks publicly or speaks about something before it happens. Notice.
Yep.
Somebody who warns us,
yeah, like him.
If you do this, this is going to happen.
Yep.
That's the definition of a prophet in the Bible. Vigano is telling us, if you continue going down this path,
yep,
this is going to happen. This is what Moses did. This is what Joshua did. It's a person who tells the people about their current responsibilities according to God's word. Doesn't matter what happens to them. And the Bible also tells us, Terry, that God will always have a prophet upon the earth. I think I know who he is, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets," which is indicative that there will always be a prophet upon the earth. And I think this is just another letter warning us, if you do this, this is going to happen. So, Terry, we'll just jump right in.
And before we get into this letter, I want to give the background. One of our priest friends, Monsignor Harris, was in the Vatican diplomat in the early late 70s, early 80s, and he knew Archbishop Vigano as Monsignor Vigano, like he was a Monsignor. And he told me things about Archbishop Vigano that he was a straight shooter. He played by the rules, and there was no ambiguity with him. And so now he's an archbishop. He was the nuncio to America, for those who don't know his background. So he was a nuncio for America, and he decided that, you know what, I had enough. I'm 75 years old. I'm thinking, I'm going to meet the Lord. I've got to, you know, do what I got to do and expose the errors that are going on in the church so we can clean up the mess, even at the cost of his life. So that's what he's been doing the last couple years, Jesse, and I really respect him because he really has his life on the line. I believe there are people, are you ready, Jesse? Inside and outside the church that want him dead.
Terry, and they will kill him if they have the chance.
I agree with you.
It's happened in times before in history. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You know,
shut him up.
You fake some type of accident happened to him. Or the oldest way of killing your opponents in Western Civ is you poison their food.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, he got a stomach ache and we took him to the hospital. He died. That's common. So let's go right into this article,
okay,
Terry. And the following is an article, a speech given by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. It's his opening speech for the Venice Document Conference. And I'm going to go right into the fourth paragraph.
Yeah, that's the way you'll never go ahead.
Yeah,
that's a good part to start. That's what I was
right thinking. There. He says, never as in this era have we seen the destiny of the whole world, and in particular of Europe and Western nations, is irremediably marked by all these elements, which are a prelude to its fall and its ruin. Let me just remind you, this is my comment. Remember, the whole world is under the power of the devil. He says, the betrayals of ideals, of culture, of civilization, of knowledge, and of the arts finds its cause in the apostasy of faith.
Yep.
In having rejected two millennia of Christianity and in wanting to remove even the historical memory of it with the cancel culture. So he just said in this paragraph, everything, Terry, is going sideways and falling apart because of the apostasy in the Catholic Church. Comment?
And when he says, I do want to comment on that. When he says the apostasy, meaning the perennial teachings of the church are not being proclaimed and we're becoming one with the world. Remember what I said about previous Holy Fathers, that we know we're not doing our job when the world loves us. And right now, Jesse, look at the secular world. Even the Masons have made positive comments about the vigor of Christ. Why? Because they happen to agree with him. That's scandalous as far as I can see, Jess.
So of communists, by the way.
So of communists, yes.
Yeah, Marxists and Masons.
Okay.
It says,
keep going.
What was shaped in the Christian era from the martyr's blood, from the confessor's testimony, for the teaching of the doctors of the church, from the magisterium of the popes, and from a whole system of industrious charity that permeated every area of life, is today rejected with the annoyed embarrassment of those bound in power. He's saying that everything from the time of Christ,
yeah, Christianity
is
poo-pooed.
Yeah, Christianity built the West.
Yeah.
And now, Terry, it's being rejected even by those apostles in power.
Not only that, I'll give you an example here at Virgin Most Powerful. YouTube gave us a strike against us because we actually had the audacity to have a bishop, a successor of the apostle, preach on the sixth commandment, says that thou shalt not commit adultery. And they responded saying that's offensive. See, Christianity needs to be canceled. We don't want to hear about your Ten Commandments. That's what YouTube said. That's the media. All right, continue.
They said, foul, Virgin Most Powerful, foul.
Yeah, and you know what we said? Bring it on, because Jess, you and I will not, and basically, I'll be honest with you, Jess and I are the guys.
Terry, if we have to do a radio show with two cans and a string, so be it.
Exactly, brother. Okay, the perversion of authority has meant that rulers, both in civil and religious sphere, fail to fulfill the purpose for which it exists, deviating from the common good, so that after having rejected the divine right of sovereigns and claimed the popular origin of power of the republican state in the name of alleged human and citizen rights, the new revolutionary political class has proved ready to sell itself. Are you ready? Just follow the money. To the highest bidder. Rebellious to God and those it claims to represent. What do you think of that, Jess?
Rebelliousness comes from Satan. It's right in the Old Testament. Rebelliousness in a person and in society is a sign of the diabolical. Fulton Sheen also says that.
Yep.
The amazing promises of democracy, freedom, and popular sovereignty have been broken in the absence of civic morality, a sense of duty, or a spirit of service. Watch this sentence.
Okay.
Born as a social application of the revolutionary principles inspired by Freemasonry.
Wow.
The notion of the modern state has proved to be another colossal deception against the masses, from which the consolation of a divine justice that would moderate the excesses of the tyrant, Joe Biden, has also been snatched. This is the wicked cry of the crucifige, condemnation perpetuated in time. He knows the problem, Terry.
He does.
Tyrants and Freemasons.
And we come back, we'll continue with Archbishop Vigano's article. The West is on the verge of ruin due to apostasy and the cancel culture. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show here on Virgin Most Powerful. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We have found the pearl of great price. That's today's gospel. And the world is trying to take it away from us. And guess what? We will not let that happen. The pearl of great price is the gospel of Jesus Christ, found only through the Catholic faith.
Yep.
We will hold on to this, Terry, like a pit bull holds on to a piece of red meat. Come what may.
Hey, Jesse, I forgot to mention, Michael Voris is going to be joining us on today at the last segment, and he's going to be talking about the news that they do every day. I just want to give a plug right now. It's fantastic what they're doing, informing us on the Catholic world, what's going on in the secular world, how it relates to our faith. So we'll have Michael on at the last segment. But Jesse, the last paragraph that you just read before the break, why don't you break that down? Because that was an amazing statement that he said there.
Again, he understands the problem that we have right now is we have Freemasonry being inspired in the modern state. That means in Western civilization countries and also in the Catholic Church in high places. And he also says, as that a result of Freemasonry, there's colossal deception. Guess what, Terry? That's exactly the way the devil is described in the book of Revelation, chapter 12.
The deceiver of
mankind.
Yep.
And he also says that what the Freemasons are using are excessive tyrants.
Yes.
Yep, the Biden administration, the World Health Organization, the CDC, Dr. Fauci. These are tyrants, Terry, that are basically nothing but puppets of the Freemasonic world that we find ourselves right now in a death match with.
And you know, Jesse, I'm just going to tell this story again. When people say, oh, the Masons, they're nice people. Come on, what's your problem? They fund all kinds of things like hospitals and things like that. I got to tell people that about 40 years ago when I was in the monastery, Jesse, and I'm at the Franciscans, and we were doing the ideals of St. Maximilian Kolbe, and he started the Knights of the Immaculata in direct opposition to the Freemasons marching in Rome, crushing not the head of the we have Our Lady crushing the head of Satan. They reversed it. They had Satan crushing the head of Our Lady. And that so upset St. Maximilian Kolbe, he said, man, we got to have a response to this. We can't just sit on our hands. So he started the Knights of the Immaculata. So we used to say a prayer, and we would say, especially for those enemies of the church, and we would name Freemasons in our prayer. And then I was told during my formation that we got a message from the top saying that we're no longer talking about the Freemasons as enemies anymore. And I just as a young guy, Jess, I raised my hand and said, wait a minute. What did they do to make peace with us? We're not going to name them by name anymore. It's just not politically correct. Well, you know what, Jesse? That didn't sit well with this young guy. And 40 years later, I still say that prayer. The Freemasons, the enemies of Holy Church, especially the Masons, because the Masons haven't changed. Who changed? Here's my take. I think Archbishop Vigano has it right. The Masons basically made some deals with some of our church people. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact some of our high officials in the church are Freemasons. That's just a fact. Continue, Jess.
Yep. After 200 years, we understand how that fraud was hatched to make the masses believe that they can determine on the basis of the mere numerical majority what is good and what is bad, regardless of the natural law and the commandments of which the Lord is the wise author. What we have here, Terry, Father Ripperger has told me that right now we have a denial of the natural law.
Yeah.
Transgender bathrooms, LGBT, homosexuality, being normalized. He says this is a complete denier of the natural law and a sign of the diabolical. Well, says here.
Jesse, doesn't it make sense that when you throw God out, chaos comes in?
Amen.
That's just simple. But you know what, Jess? This has been going on since the start. The Old Testament, New Testament, we're just repeating history. Continue, Jess.
Yeah, exorcists would say when you throw out order, you bring in disorder.
That makes sense.
The impious Tower of Babel shows a collapse of its foundation just at the moment when it seems most powerful and destructive. And this is a source of hope for us. The idol of equality is also collapsing. A blasphemous denial of the individuality and uniqueness of every man in the name of a flattening down where diversity is regarded with suspicion. Autonomy of judgment is stigmatized as antisocial. Intellectual skills are a fault. Professional excellence is a threat, and here it is. And the sense of duty is a hateful obstacle. In other words, Terry, everything good is now called bad, and everything that is bad now is being called good. That's what he just said.
And Jesse, that's a description of the devil. What do you think the black mass is? Abortion, you got bringing forth life. What do? They kill the baby. Everything in reverse. He's describing Satan.
Amen. He says, in this great prison, without tangible bars, freedom of expression is recognized only to sin, vice, crime, ignorance, and ugliness. Because what is unique in every man, what makes him special, what elevates him above the shapeless mass, is an intolerable demonstration of the omnipotence of God, of the infinite wisdom of his creation, of the power of his grace, of the matchless beauty of his work. In other words, Terry, what separates man from the animals is our free will, our intellect and our will. Animals don't have a rational intellect. They don't have free will. They live by instinct. Archbishop Vigano says the myth of false science.
But also, listen, this is one of the best paragraphs of the whole thing. Pay attention. Yeah. Go ahead.
The myth of false sciences also collapses, rebellious as its inspirer to the harmony of the divine cosmos. The humble search for the rules that govern creation has been replaced by the Luciferian presumption of demonstrating, on the one hand, the non-existence of God and his uselessness for the salvation of humanity, and on the other hand, the insane divinization of the man. That's by the way, Marxism and Masonry.
Me, myself, and I, the unholy trinity. Go ahead.
The insane divinization of the man, that's Marxism and Masonry, who considers himself master of the world, while he can only be its guardian, according to the eternal rules established by the Creator. Yeah. When the wise awareness of one's own fragility, had allowed great discoveries for the good of humanity, here it is, this is the cash value here. Today the pride of reason gives birth to monsters, thirsty for power and money, even at the cost of decimating the world population. This describes the present moment of Biden, Mr. Fauci, the WHO, the United Nations,
Bill Gates,
George Soros, the CCP, the Communist Party, the Great Resetters. This is descriptive of right now, Terry.
Yeah, it's all about me, myself, and I. That's, and again, Jesse, I'll use Bishop Sheen's line. There's a song they sing in hell, I did it my way. And there's a song we sing in heaven, I did it his way. See, we have two choices in life. This is very clear. What I like about Archbishop Vigano, Jesse, is he makes it absolutely clear that there's two ways to live a life, one centered on God and the other centered on man. And that's what he's doing, or on the devil. Now, Jesse said these false ideologies of liberalism, communism collapsed, already languishing with enormous political, social, and economic disasters. And today, united and allied as ghosts of themselves in this crazy project of the New World Order. How many people you talked about the New World Order? The prophetic words of the popes on these, is that plague?
Yeah, plagues.
Of the nations are confirmed by the observation that both were two sides of the same coin. The coin of inequity under this disguise
inequality,
excuse me, until this guise of equity, and the coin of impoverishment of people under this species of just distribution of wealth, of enrichment of the few with the promise of greater opportunities for the many. Talk about selfishness. Go ahead.
He just said communism has already proved itself all over the world. It doesn't work. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And they're still trying this nutty experiment of communism in this country with, again, just one of the many things like the distribution of wealth. It hasn't worked anywhere.
Try Cuba right now. Yeah, go ahead.
The political parties also collapse, as does the alleged opposition between right and left. Children of the revolution and both instrumental to the exercise of power. Having renounced the ideals that still inspired them, at least nominally, until the last few decades of the 20th century, the parties have transformed into companies, ending up creating an unbridgeable gap between the agenda that wants them and the real needs of citizens. In the absence of inspiring principles and non-negotiable values that come from the Catholic faith, by the way, and the Holy Bible, those parties have turned to their new masters, to those who finance them, to those who decide who their candidates and orient them to action, impose their choices, and if the rhetoric attributed to the sovereign people, the power to appoint whoever represented them in the parliaments and recognize the highest expression of democracy in the vote. Today, those who govern look with suspicion and annoyance on those who would like to oust and drive them out just with the vote. So he's talking about here, he's taking he's opening the curtain to the stolen elections that just happened here.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that this is the way communists operate all over the world. They steal elections to stay in power, to get into power and stay in power. Terry?
And I think he also is talking about following the money, because money can make people do funny things, crazy things.
Yeah,
and
to those who finance them.
Yeah, yep. And I'll just give you one more connection. It might be a bad thing to say, but I mean, God bless the bishops. The bishops, they say themselves that over 60% of their funding comes from Uncle Sam. And that the bishop said on YouTube, when I watched it, he said, we have to be careful that we don't offend Uncle Sam with some of the policies we're doing. So again, even the money is affecting the successors of the apostles. And I say to the successors of the apostles that as lay people, let us fund it. Once you start taking government money, there's always connections being made. And also the government's going to say, well, you need to do this since we're giving you this money. So I think taking money from the government, whether it's a church or even colleges, is a bad idea.
That's Judas money they're taking, Terry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It says the illusion collapses that there can be a justice where the laws of the states are not inspired by the common good, but by maintenance of a corrupt power and the dissolution of the social state. And where the law of God is banned by the courts, injustice is enforced, honesty is punished, crime and misdemeanors are rewarded. Where justice is not administered in the name of God, magistrates can legislate against the good by making themselves enemies of those they should protect and accomplices of those they should condemn. He just described the present Supreme Court and the Biden administration.
Exactly.
They do nothing to the suspects of Antifa and Black Lives Matter,
right,
who have cost $4 billion in property damage all over the country. I don't know how many untold cops have been killed.
That's right.
But guess what, Terry? They want to close on Planned Parenthood. They want to arrest you for being right in the sidewalk 5 feet away from the door. We got an inversion, Terry, of the state, who's basically punishing those people that are trying to do good, and the state is turning a blind eye to those people that are doing things that are wicked.
And Jesse, this is backed by Scripture. Our Lord said that if the world hates you, it hated me first. Yep. When we come back, we got one more segment on Archbishop Vigano, and then Michael Vorce will join us for the last segment. Stay with us. This is gold advice for all of us to be able to beware what we're up against, so that your prayers, your actions can have an effect on the good of the church and of the world. Stay with us on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Archbishop Vigano is a prophet for our time. What is a prophet? Somebody who says, if you do this, this is going to happen to you. I'm warning you. Everything he writes and says, Terry, is prophetic. He says, if you continue doing this, America, church, bishops, this will happen.
That's right.
And God will always have a prophet upon the earth, according to the book of Amos. It says, the deception of freedom of information collapses, showing the desolating multitude of servants and courtiers ready to silence the truth.
Silence the truth.
Can you say mainstream media? Can you say big tech? To censor reality, to subvert the criteria of objective judgment in the name of partisan interest. He does describe the mainstream media and big tech. The desire to enrich themselves, the intoxication of an ephemeral visibility. But if the journalists, the editor, and the essayists no longer have an immutable principles that inspire them, that finds in the living and true God the infallible parameter for understanding and interpreting what is transient, freedom becomes license. Subservience to power becomes the rule, and falsehood, get this, falsehood becomes the universal norm. He just described the situation in the West with our media and big tech. Terry, you cannot trust the Marxist media today. You have to go to alternative media such as Church Militant.
Yeah, and Jesse, I think of what Pontius Pilate said, what is truth? That's what they're saying. It's my truth over your truth. But we believe in objective truth. This next paragraph really hit me, Jesse.
He's going to talk about the Antichrist.
Go ahead, Jesse. Hit it, because this is my favorite paragraph of one of the...
A whole world of untruths collapses, yeah, of deceptions, dishonesty, horrors, and ugliness,
yep,
that for over two centuries has imposed on us everything that is anti-human, anti-divine, and anti-Christic as a model.
Big time.
It is the kingdom of the Antichrist, where transhumanism challenges heaven and nature in the eternal cry of the enemy,
nonsense.
I will not serve.
Non-servium.
But what today we see taking place before our eyes constitutes the essence of a crazy and infernal project, ontologically doomed to failure, and it is not just a decline, as has happened many times throughout history, to many empires now buried under the ashes and rubble of time. It is the end of an age that has rebelled against the first principle of the universe, against the nature of things, against the ultimate goal of man. An age that has rebelled against God, that has presumed to be able to overrule and overthrow him, which has claimed and still demands today to be able to blaspheme him, to eliminate him, not only from the present and the future, but also from the past. Look at this sentence.
Yes.
An era shaped by the servants of the enemy of God and of mankind from Masonic sects.
Yep.
From power lobbies subservient to evil. Here's what he says, in my opinion, in that paragraph.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
That the great reset that we're seeing right now is setting up the kingdom of the Antichrist,
yep,
and his communist Masonic one world government. And that's my summation.
Jesse, what that paragraph did for me, it reminded me 40 some years ago at a hospital that I was with visiting a World War II veteran. Next to him was another man who was an atheist, and he was dying. And I witnessed him dying, blaspheming God with his arms, cursing God. And it scared the you-know-what out of me. I actually saw that, and I can still see the face of that man who died 40 years ago, blaspheming God. And it just, that struck me, and I see it right now. I see the world right now sticking its finger, its middle finger at God. That, Jesse, I'm sorry to be so graphic, but
yeah,
that's how I see it.
Yeah, that's a good description. You have to be, Terry. We gotta be blue-collar.
Okay.
The article says, Archbishop Vigano says, you might think that this is a decidedly apocalyptic vision of the present and of what awaits us, a vision of the last times, in which the few who remain faithful to good will be banished, persecuted, and killed.
Yep.
just as our Lord was persecuted and killed, and the countless host of martyrs at the beginning of the Christian era. In the face of this madness, the responses of human ideologies are not enough, just as a gaze devoid of transcendence is not enough. To me, this is what he just said there, that politics alone will not save us. We need faith, divine truth, a return to social order under God. We don't need the salvation that comes from Fauci or Biden or the ecology. We need the salvation that comes from God. Amen. We need to return to one nation under God.
And that paragraph reminded me that people say, oh, we need a dialogue with the world. Well, you know what? You try and dialogue
with the devil,
it never works. And so I think dialogue is over, Jesse. Let's continue.
Ask Eve how her dialogue with the devil
exactly,
went.
Exactly, bro.
Archbishop Vigano says, the epithet of apocalyptic that is addressed to us by those who would also attribute to us the label of denier or conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. denotes an earthly vision in which redemption represents one option among many, together with Marxism or other philosophies. But what should I preach as a bishop if not Jesus Christ and him crucified?
St. Paul, baby.
Terry, the left tries to use the term, they throw around the term conspiracy theory at people like you and I.
Oh, yeah, we're conspiracy.
They do this, Terry, to deflect the force of our words and the truthfulness of our message. So they try to describe us as kind of like, you know, demonize us, dismiss us by calling the gospel that we preach, Terry, the Catholic gospel, they say, conspiracy theory.
Yes.
This is a Saul Alinsky tactic.
Exactly. Next couple paragraphs, Jesse, especially, continue on because we only have a few minutes.
But my words on this occasion do not want to be the words of despair nor instill fear for the future that seems to be preparing for us.
Mm-hmm.
It is true. Look at this.
Yeah.
This rebellious world and enslaved to the devil.
Sure is.
Especially in those who govern it with power and money is waging war on us. And is preparing for a fierce and ruthless battle, while he intends to gather around himself as many allies as possible, even among those who prefer not to fight, out of fear or interest. Those are the lukewarm, Terry.
You got it. Lots
to
of
each of them, he promises a reward, assures a reward that repays their enslavement to the cause, or at least the abstention from fighting on the opposite side. Promises of success in this life, of wealth, of power, that have always enticed and corrupted many throughout history. This is what this paragraph tells me. This is the final battle as described by Sister Lucia.
Yeah.
She warned us the final battle will be against marriage and the family, and we're seeing it right now through Marxist infiltration of America.
Archbishop Vigano has got a world biblical view. And what reminded me of this is what our Lord said, the biblical view, that those who lose their life will save it. And so
go ahead, Terry. Yeah, you can go on the next one.
No, okay, I'll go to the next one. You got it. All right. This is my favorite one, too. There is always 30 silver pieces ready for a traitor. And what is more significant is that while the enemy openly declares his hostility, those who should be our allies, even our generals, persist in ignoring it, denying it. Laying down their arms in the face of looming threats, like closing churches. In the name of a senseless pacifism, they undermine true peace, which is the tranquility of order, and not the cowardly, a rebellious surrender to those who want to destroy us. You know what I think of? Liberation theology, Jesse. That's the situation in China, where China's giving the Vatican all kinds of money. And what's happening? Our people in China are being persecuted. You can't, if you're 18 years or younger, they won't even let you in a church. But they give us money. So what's more important, the souls or money? I would say every time, if souls are saved, everything is saved. Continue, Jess.
In this, as I said earlier, the true perversion of authority consists. Having failed in the purpose for which there exists, with the complicity of the so-called moderates of the lukewarm, that our Lord will vomit from his
That's
mouth.
What the Bible says.
Vigano just spoke about the bishops right now, Terry.
Yeah.
Bishops and Catholic politicians who are either actively working with these wicked plans or are guilty by their silence will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ. Next paragraph.
This is good, Jesse. Allow me to urge you not to give up, not to let yourselves be seduced by those who, driven by desire, not to see their role as alleged mediators in the perpetuation of corruption and corrupting the system compromised. Insist on not wanting to recognize the gravity of the present situation and delegitimize anyone who denounces it as a conspiracy theory like us. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, she's talking about Catholic leaders there, bishops and politicians who perpetuate this evil by their silence, or some of them by actually being part of the problem.
Yep.
He says, if there's a concrete threat to the civilization of individuals and of mankind, here it is. This is what I've been saying for
years.
If there is a mind behind this articulated and organized project, in my opinion, that mind is the wicked Antichrist.
Of course.
If the action of those who put it into practice is clearly aimed at doing evil, reason and faith urge us to discover their authors, to denounce their purposes, to prevent their execution, because if in the face of this threat we remain inert, and indeed we try to deny it, we would become accomplices and cooperators of the evil, and we would fail in our duty of truth and charity towards our brothers. In my opinion, the wicked mind behind all of this great reset is the Antichrist. Terry, go ahead.
No, Jesse, that's what Pope Felix III said in the 4th century, sins of omission. We got to speak up. But it is true that there is indisputably this threat that hangs over the good, right? The honest, the people who still remain faithful to our Lord. It is also true that this threat, by its very nature, is destined for the most blatant and devastating defeat, because it does not call into question only men, but God himself, the entire celestial court, the host of angels. I'm picturing this, the saints and all creation. Saint Michael, go get him, baby!
This is what he just said right now. He said that the Great Reset and the plans of the Antichrist will lose.
That's right.
He just said our Lord and our Lady promises
and the
to
angels.
The legion of angels will come with our Lady.
That's right.
When everything seems lost, and she will crush Satan
Amen.
And his plans once and for all. Who said this? Our Lady of Good Success. Who said this as well? Our Lady. St. Louis de Montfort,
True Devotion to Mary.
Terry.
Hey, when we come back, Michael Voris will be joining us. Get that article from vmpr.org or jesseromero.com. Read the rest of what Archbishop Vigano had to say. Up next, Church Militant founder Michael Voris to talk about Catholic news coming up. We'll be back. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We got Brad Eli. These are fellow soldiers in the foxhole. We fight the same battle from different foxholes. Brad, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Give us an update about the culture wars inside the church and outside the church. And
Brad, before you do this, this is Terry Barr. I want to compliment you knuckleheads for the Lord. Yesterday's news was outstanding. I listened to it every day, but I thought, especially yesterday's news, you guys are doing a great job informing Catholics so that we can be praying for Holy Mother, the Church.
Amen.
You know, so I just want to give you this opportunity, Jess and I, every Wednesday for you guys to talk about your nightly news, because it's critical for Catholics to be high information Catholics.
Amen.
It certainly is. Have to give a shout out to our fearless leader. He's doing 101 different things today. He would like to be on, but the good Lord is using him to chop down bigger trees, you know, right now, and they're inside and outside the church. So apologies for not having him here
today.
Happy
to have you, Brad.
But, absolutely.
But it is. I do have to give you guys a shout out, because what you're doing right here, the coordination in the spiritual and temporal, that you're actually, you know, the prayer, fasting, where your rosaries, where to take aim, okay, is huge. Okay, what you're trying to do here and coordinate and work with us with you, and linking up fellow soldiers here on where are the hot spots. If people are watching evening news at night and they just go away shaking their head and they're not doing what you're telling them to do, which is pray and fast and get involved spiritually, get some spiritual blood in the game.
Yep.
Okay. It goes back something Steve Bannon said last November, you know, whether you win or lose, you need to go away saying I left it all on the field. And that's what you guys are doing here spiritually and physically. So we're not just talking about stories here. We're talking about getting people involved.
Amen.
You know, where it really counts, you know, getting some divine intervention on these things.
I'm with you.
The good are getting creamed down here, I have to tell you that.
No, I get it. So what's going on for tonight? What can you tease us with?
Well, we got, it's the same genre of problems going on right now. The church is being co-opted. The same, it goes back to Stalin, right? 1920s, infiltration of the church. So we really shouldn't be surprised that the same operation, the same motives, the same, some of the same players are involved in the same game plan. I want to say that. The same Marxist leftist game plan. We're going to start off with vaccination. Okay, we're hearing that all the time. And I have to give a shout out to the left because they are so coordinated. That's what we're trying to do here. We're all little individual islands, but nobody's getting involved like they are. In number one story, Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're wearing yellow wristbands to show if they're unvaccinated.
Oh.
Okay. And then the Jackson Jaguars are coming out and saying, well, we're going to do that too. You know, the whole, okay, maybe the government is not going to come out and you know, like Nazi Germany and just segregate, you know, have COVID camps. But they don't have to. All they have to do is stand back and just let the corporate world, meaning the sports industries, we have the same thing going on in the colleges. They're saying you're not going to get back in this fall if you're not vaccinated.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure on people to do the wrong thing. Unless some divine intervention is what you guys are about, we're not just talking about this story. We're talking about getting people involved for the sake of the family. We had people writing in saying, my daughter, okay, just took the jab, and she was told she wouldn't get into college. You know, her scholarship is up. Yeah. Her future is up.
Yeah.
And then the father's upset. You know, he's like, you know, what's going on here? So really, it's a serious situation. I can't say it enough to get the spiritual involvement, prayer, fasting, rosaries, stay in a state of grace. Otherwise, it's just another story.
Well,
Brad, let me jump in and say that one of the silver linings in all of this is that, and I don't know how this is going to play out, in our life, but St. Louis de Montfort does promise that things will get so bad that before the second coming of Christ, Our Lady will come. There will be the reign of Mary, the era of Mary. Also, Our Lady of Good Success in Quito, Ecuador says that things will get so bad, and when people think that all hope is lost, Our Lady will come and crush Satan definitively under her feet. And so as Catholics, we have to be praying our daily rosary, wearing our Marian sacramentals, consecrating ourselves to Our Lady. She will come and save the day. That's a promise from approved Marian apparitions and the great Mariologist, St. Louis de Montfort. What say you, Brad?
Well, we all know God wins in the end. I mean, Benedict, one of the greatest things he said, right? God wins in the end, but will we be on his side when he does so?
That's the question.
And that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So the second story, though, you know, there's parallels in the church that the church is setting up these COVID vaccination clinics and, segregating. But here's an interesting one. The second story that we're covering tonight is a twist. With all of this, an abundance of caution, wearing these bans on these football players, right?
Yeah.
To say I'm unvaxxed. Here they are, Catholic Charities down in Texas, getting COVID positive individuals who are sick with COVID, illegal immigrants. The Border Patrol turns them over to Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities, get this now, is putting them in hotels covertly, not telling anybody. These guys are COVID and sick, not asymptomatic, and they are being put in hotels. Police report came out on Monday about this, or Sunday over the weekend. So this is going on. This weird, infiltration of just dumping COVID. You know, everybody cares about poor immigrants and the kids and all this. It's a tragic story. No one has a complete answer, a solution for that. We got to pray about these poor people. And what's causing them to come up here? But the idea that you take COVID positive patients and you put them in a hotel. What if my kids, family, me, are staying in the hotel? I mean, I kind of want to know about that.
You think?
You know, it's really juxtaposed. The third story.
Brad, let me jump in. Let me mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which goes to show you, this is just painful for me to say as a Catholic and yourself and Terry, that we love our church and love Holy Mother Church. The Catholic Charities and some of these outfits within the USCCB are simply
arms.
They're operatives or they're arms of the Democrat Party. They are.
Yep.
And so,
yep.
I mean, this is very painful for us, but we have to expose it. St. Paul says, expose the darkness. We have to do this as painful as it is.
Yeah, one of the people that exposed a lot of that was Michael Hitchborn Lepanto. Give him a shout out. CCHD and all this funding of contraception and all this stuff. You know, they're not, like you say, they're not a representative of the 2,000-year tradition of Catholicism that they should be out there, and that's unfortunate. This is just another example of somebody really dropping the ball here. You know, what's really going on here, and who's greenlighting this? I mean, how can, and paying for it? You know, follow the money trail. That type of thing needs to be investigated. Hopefully our evening news will inspire people to not only pray about this, but maybe some people out there also pick up the trail. Because there's so much stuff we're reporting on right now, so many things we're looking into. Everybody's got, you know, I mean, thousands of emails coming in. Can you look into this? We could probably hire, like, you know, 50 detectives just to follow up on every story. You know?
Wow. Brad, so, how can people tie in to this? Not only that, support Church Militant. Tell us how people can get connected to Church Militant.
Well, Church Militant, just come to the site. You don't have to have any special codes or passwords or anything. ChurchMilitant.com, okay? Mm-hmm. Come there, watch evening news at night. If you're not going away inspired to pray your rosary, then we failed our job, okay?
Well,
every story we report on, hopefully it has enough of a Catholic angle to be worthy to be reported there. And we don't just take secular news that has no spiritual dimension, no faith dimension whatsoever.
Right.
And certainly we don't. There's so much stuff we could throw up there as yellow journalism. We don't. There's most of the stories we have to pull back on because there's people that, you know, we got to protect or whatnot in the loop there.
Go
ahead.
I will tell you, Brad, that you guys are accomplishing the mission because
absolutely
everybody I talk to in my network of Catholic circles, you are making Catholics, or CM is making Catholics, more prayerful. You're driving them to their knees. They're going to doing more adoration, more penance, more fasting. And so you are basically awakening up the spiritual sensibilities of good Catholics around the country. So keep it up, my friend.
Brad, one more thing I want to ask. Give us an update on Silent No More. You got an event coming up in November.
No, it's enough is enough.
I missed it up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The bishops, enough is enough, and
enough
that's you know, when the bishops had their fall the November assembly there, and it's patterned after the silence stops now. But basically, there has been no real change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened to McCarrick? Is he behind bars? No. Is World behind bars? No. You know, all these people. The worst thing that happens, you know, oh, I retire and I still have my golden parachute. You know,
yeah.
I'm still living high off the hog. And the McCarrick report was a wash, you know, blame John Paul II and Vigano, all people, really.
Yeah.
And everybody that's ever named in there is either dead or, you know, is retired at least. So as far as these rise to power, so really not getting very far. I mean, you think we are, but a third story here, Michael Goodry, Father Michael, down in Lafayette, he's up for parole, you know, abused a homosexual, homosexually abused a 16-year-old boy. Intoxicated him, and he's up for parole. Our resistance group is a big letter-writing campaign to keep him behind bars. It's coming up August 17th, I think he's up for parole down there. And he's blaming the father, blaming the victim and everything. There's no remorse there,
right.
And there's no condemnation, and there's no accountability going on. And that's what this Bishop's Enough is Enough is about. Let's get some real transparency, real
Amen.
Accountability.
Amen.
People
can sign up. I think you have over 1,000 people already coming. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that was right off the bat. And the first, I don't know,
right.
The week or something, that many. I don't know how many is going to be going there, but there's a lot.
And here's our
people.
Yeah, here's our frustration. You've covered this already. The secretary for the Bishops' Conference, who got nailed for pornography, he just goes to another parish, and the parish is welcoming him. He's got faculties, and then you've got Father James Altman, who's standing up for the truth. Well, we're tired of that. We want to put our foot down and say, enough's enough.
Well, you know, we had the two summits here, too, the battered priest summit And then the battered seminarian summit. And that type of thing has got to stop. You can't keep treading on these seminaries. You can't keep treading on good priests. You got to stand up and have the back of it. You guys know in the military and in law enforcement, if you don't have, if the top brass doesn't have your back, you know, where's the fight going to go?
Well, amen.
And, you know, it's a shame. It's been going on for 50 years now in the church in America. And we need to stop. We need to get gathered up. Because I'm telling you, the left is gathered. The left is focused, and they know what they need to do, and they're doing it. They're executing their plan.
Brett, we're here on a hard break, brother. Thanks for coming on. You've been listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Thanks, brother. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Terry, take it away.
Brad, I just want to say, Brad, we always end this way. What state should we be living in, Jess Romero?
Live in a state of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin.
Amen.
Be holy or die trying.
You got it. Brad, thanks so much for joining us again. We'll see you or Michael next Wednesday here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Why can Jesse and I say we're too blessed to be stressed? We're too anointed to be disappointed? And if hope was money, we'd be billionaires? Because we know Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we want to introduce you to him, his mother and to his church. May God bless you.